So the federal government has lost a substantial vote in the House of Representatives today for the first time in decades. A bill that will give doctors more say over getting offshore refugees to Australia for Medicare has passed Parliament. The medical evacuation bill that's occupied so much political airtime since last year has hit many hurdles. The latest came as the government attempted to shut down debate, citing legal advice from a top law officer. But that didn't work. So let's get more from political reporter Stephanie Boris in Canberra. Steph, this is a major loss for the government, big win for Labor and the crossbench as well. Before we look at the implications for the government itself, what changes will now come into place as a result of this?
Linda, Labor secured the support of most of the crossbench to win 75 votes to 74 this evening in Parliament. And this marks the first time, as you said, a government has lost a vote on its own legislation in decades. So what this bill will allow is for doctors to now choose which refugees need to come to Australia from Manus Island and Nauru for medical treatment. But there are some exceptions. The Home Affairs Minister can deny a transfer if they suspect that that person could pose a security risk to Australia. So, for example, if they have a substantial criminal record. But substantial criminal record is the key word there, Linda, because the minister couldn't reject someone if, for example, they'd been convicted of homosexuality in a country where it is illegal. There will also be a time frame on how long the minister has to appeal a decision made by doctors. The original plan was 24 hours. Labor then didn't really put a time frame on it. Now it's been capped at 72 hours. And, of course, these provisions apply to those already on Nauru or Manus Island, no one arriving after today. Now, Prime Minister Scott Morrison held a press conference not long after the vote. Interestingly, he said that the results of the vote was not unexpected and work's already underway to introduce other measures as a result of this decision.
Every arrival is on Bill Shorten and Labor's head. Every arrival, every risk is on his head. My job now is to work with our border protection and security agencies to do everything in my power to mitigate the damaging impact of what Labor have done tonight. Now, the Minister for Home Affairs and Minister for Immigration, Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs are meeting now with our Border Protection Command to be working through the contingency planning that we have been putting in place for this outcome. This outcome was not unexpected to me. And as a result, we have been putting contingency planning in place.
Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister there. Steffi, this raises the issue of whether it's possible that we might end up with a no-confidence vote, but because the government had been doing its level best, hadn't it, to convince the crossbench not to vote with Labor.
They had. So the Attorney General Christian Porter actually asked for legal advice from the Solicitor General Stephen Donohue, and the advice from him raises concerns about the creation of this medical panel in terms of how they would be paid and whether it breaches the constitution of rules surrounding payments. So the Attorney General jumped on that advice, telling the Speaker that Parliament couldn't consider this bill as amended by the Senate, and tried to shut down the debate. But Labor said the issue could be fixed, and they've put an amendment in the bill to specify that this medical panel will be voluntary and not paid.
So what happens from here?
Well, the legislation has to go back to the Senate now for a final tick-off, and we do expect that to pass as early as tomorrow. There was also talk that the government losing this vote, it could lead to an early election. But in previous weeks, Labor and the crossbench said if this medical evacuation bill passed Parliament, they weren't intent on bringing the government down. Prime Minister Scott Morrison this evening has made it clear he's not going to an early election. And then the question was put to Manager of Opposition Business in the House, Tony Burke, as to whether he would rule out if Labor would move a motion of no confidence. Here's what he said.
No opposition ever rules out ever moving a vote of no confidence. No opposition would ever rule that out, and I don't rule that out. At the same time, when a defeat in legislation has been treated as a vote of no confidence, previous Prime Ministers haven't waited. They've gone to the Governor-General, but the key is whether or not they consider it of vital importance.
Tony Burke, the Leader of Opposition Business in the House. Stephanie Boris, our reporter, watching those quite amazing events in Canberra tonight.